Welcome to Two Guys and a Question, where Danny Jefferson and Alan Creedy challenge conventional thinking by fielding questions for more than 1,000 subscribers, all in less than 12 minutes an episode.
This is Alan Creedy.
This is Danny Jefferson.
This is Two Guys and a Question. Danny, we've been talking off and on about the training that you do for arrangements.
All right.
And you shared with something with me that was really kind of pulled it all together and made it somewhat profound in terms of an outline of structure that I could just grasp, okay? And so what you described was what, so what, and now what? And that really kind of pulled everything together for me. Tell us about that.
Well, if you go to the doctor and you have an appointment, whether it's an emergency or a set appointment, the doctor's going to ask you what.
So how do you do that in an arrangements conference?
Well, you're going to ask the same thing. What has been going on? You're going to ask them that one question,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to talk for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Mom died in the hospital. She had been there for 5 or 6 days, and that one nurse just wouldn't let us. We couldn't figure out what was going on with her. The nurse kept shielding us from what the doctor was saying.
Right. So they're going to tell their story. But you also often tell me that even with that single question, that by the time they're done talking, you've gotten information.
Oh, absolutely. Because of the so what.
Well, now let's get into so what. So we start with what, what's going on, pretty simple question, and then sit back and listen. Well, not sit back, but listen, all right? You got your both ears open. Now we just get to the so what. What's that about?
Well, the so what is, so what have you done about it? What did you talk to the doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Has the family gotten together? Did you have any conclusions?
So that's kind of the thing you refer to in your training is rhetorical probing?
It is.
Okay.
And then you got to mirror back what they're saying.
Okay. All right. And then finally, is there much more to so what?
No, well, there's a lot more. A lot more to so what, but it helps you as a director. What? So what did you do about it? So what? When did that happen?
Okay.
So how long ago was it?
Okay.
So you got the what, and then you got the so what.
Okay, and then we have the third element,
and that is now what.
Ah, okay.
When the doctor tells you what, and you give him all of that, or her, and then they give you, so how long ago has it been? They finally decided that all of the questions that could be asked could possibly be asked. Now what?
Okay.
So what were you hoping I could do?
Okay. Profound question.
How can I help you?
Okay.
How would you like to put this together?
So you really started narrowing it down into a funnel-like. You're starting with a big, what's going on? So what? A little narrower. Now what? We get into a directive conversation. So during this process, you're really getting information, but you're also in control of the process, correct?
And not in a manipulative way.
Well, if you were manipulative, they would feel out of control.
Oh, absolutely.
But they don't feel out of control.
You know what the fun part about this is, Alan?
What's that?
When you follow this process, all of a sudden the revelations in your entire funeral service career will come together.
Yeah.
This is what I possibly have been doing, but not in a process type way. You weren't organized in the questions that you're asking. But if you got a what, so what, and now what, everything that you're doing, all three of those are questions.
Correct. And they expand into areas as situation provides. Now, Danny, we've begun to introduce our audience to the fact that we're doing competitive assessments and we're giving recommendations to help our clients grow their business and prosper and so on. Of the competitive assessments you've done, what would you estimate the percentage of people that follow this process do?
At the ones we've done, zero.
So So what are they doing instead?
Ending their sentences with a period.
And how does that manifest itself?
Well, Mr. Jefferson, your mom is at that nursing home, and we can have the services here in the funeral home, or we can have the visitations the night before, or you can't have a funeral in that nursing home.
Okay.
You can't have a vault in that cemetery, okay. And using the word vault, you can't. You're going to have to pay the opening closing to the cemetery.
So they're providing information rather than eliciting information.
One of the assessments that we did, I was at the place, and all they wanted to do was type information onto a TV. So they were asking me my mom's name, and I wouldn't give it up because I didn't want, that wasn't what I was there for.
Well, and this has been my experience in the relatively few funeral arrangements I've been involved in, which are more than my immediate family, is that the funeral director starts with vital statistics or other data or information. I actually had one where I went in with a friend of mine who was burying his daughter who'd had an overdose, and the funeral director never even introduced himself.
Wow.
He went directly to vital statistics. When was she born? What was her social security number, et cetera? So now, I don't want to get into the criticism, but I want to wrap this up. What? So what? And now what? That really pulled it all together for me.
It pulls it together.
All right. You can do it.
And we can help.
Remember to send your questions by clicking the link at www.twoguysandaquestion.com. New questions are answered every Tuesday and Thursday at 4:22 p.m. Eastern Time.